The city of Syracuse is no longer moving forward with the private contractor it selected for its sidewalk snow removal program. As WRVL's Tom Magnarelli reports, negotiations ended with the contractor last month over too many unanswered questions on how the pilot project would work.
Tim Halstead, one of the owners of B&T Landscaping and Lawn Care, says initially his company put in a bid to clear snow from two areas, the north and west sides. But he says the city came back and said they wanted them to bid on the entire city, 40 miles of highly used sidewalks.
It was just more than what we were able to do comfortably and safely and efficiently. There's so many underlying issues, especially with a new program.
Issues like insurance, who would be liable if there is an accident, the condition of some of the sidewalks, and where the snow would go. Halstead says funding was not one of the deciding factors to pull out. The Syracuse Common Council approved up to $170,000 for the project. He says he thinks it would be best to put the program on hold until next year and work out some of the kinks, including hiring more than one contractor.
40 miles is a lot to do. Can it be done? Absolutely. But it's going to take some more thought and preparation, I believe.
Halstead says he would still be willing to negotiate an agreement next year. Meanwhile, Greg Lowe, Syracuse's director of city initiatives, released a statement saying the city is in conversations with another contractor with the goal of having the program up and running this winter. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.